Tonight, there is an open house in Fort Collins about the controversial Northern Integrated Supply Project, or NISP. Depending on who you ask, it's either a much-needed water lifeline for communities on the fast-growing Front Range, or it's a project that isn't needed and something that will hurt ecosystems along the Poudre River. Here to get us up to speed on what we need to know is KUNC's Luke Runyon. Hey, Luke.
Hi, Aaron.
So for those who aren't familiar, what exactly is NISP?
NISP stands for the Northern Integrated Supply Project, and it's a proposal that has been in the works in some form for about 20 years. And the biggest pieces of the project are two new reservoirs that are proposed to be built north of Fort Collins and Greeley. The one north of Fort Collins is called Glade Reservoir, and it's probably the more controversial of the two. As it stands right now, Glade would flood this valley that a lot of people in northern Colorado have probably driven through. The reservoir would be in this stretch of Highway 287. That's the two-lane highway that goes from Fort Collins to Laramie, Wyoming. And if you've ever seen the big rock with graffiti and art all over it between those two cities, that's where this reservoir would be located. And its construction would require the highway to be moved to a new location to accommodate it. And then the other reservoir in the mix in this project is Gailton Reservoir, which would be north of Greeley in a more remote part of Weld County.
I mean, that sounds like an awful lot of effort to build these two additional reservoirs. Why are they needed?
Northern Water is the agency that's pushing for these two new reservoirs, and they have a group of Front Range water providers who would benefit from the additional water that these reservoirs would hold. And Northern says that this project is an absolute necessity. They argue that Colorado is growing in population and that those growing cities will need more water and that these reservoirs aren't just adding redundancy to municipal water supplies. They're filling a gap between the demand for water in the state and the available supply. Most of the water from NISP would be going to smaller communities along the Front Range that are growing really quickly, like Windsor, Erie, Frederick, Firestone, Severance. Even some water would be going out to Fort Morgan out on the plains. These are places that want to grow, but if you project out into the future, they don't have the water right now secured to make some of that growth possible.
This would help make sure people in this rapidly growing area have the water they need, but some people see a downside.
Yeah, there's a lot of concerns about NISP that have been bubbling up for almost two decades now. This is a project that the environmental community in northern Colorado is really worried about. NISP would tap into the Poudre River, which flows through Fort Collins, to fill up these reservoirs. And the Poudre already runs really low at certain times of the year because of demand from farmers and other irrigators out on the plains. So then if you add in something like climate change, which could both limit the snowpack that feeds the river and put more strains on the river with higher temperatures, NISP opponents argue that the addition of these two new reservoirs could really injure the Poudre River and the ecosystems that rely on it. And then, as with any infrastructure debate in Colorado, there's some questioning of whether these reservoirs are really necessary or if they just feed into unsustainable growth in Colorado. Some people would say that we need to be conserving water, limiting the use on farms and in cities to meet future needs, not just keep building these big buckets to store it.
So what is next for this project?
Quite a few more meetings, and at least a couple big decisions need to be made before it can move forward into a construction phase. This latest meeting is an open house meant to allow the public to give feedback on a few specific elements of the plan. For it to move forward, Northern Water is entering into something called an intergovernmental agreement with Larimer County, which is where Glade Reservoir would be built. And this is basically a chance for local officials to make some demands of Northern and stipulate certain aspects of how the project would end up being built. So they're talking about recreation on and around Glade. That's boating, hiking, camping. And they're also talking about where and how Highway 287 would be moved because this new reservoir would flood an existing stretch of the highway. And they're talking about a pipeline. Now, this pipeline would start at the reservoir and move this water to some of the project's participants, which are scattered all across the northern Front Range and Plains. So once they figure all that out, then Larimer County would enter into this agreement. But the project also needs a water quality permit from the State Department of Public Health and Environment, and it still needs a final approval from the Army Corps of Engineers. So, with all of that, by Northern Water's timeline, if everything goes their way, they could be in construction of the new dams and pipelines in 2023. But these projects have all kinds of things that can hold them up, and you can be very certain that this one will be challenged in court once those final permits are issued.
Luke Runyon is KUNC's Colorado River Basin reporter. Luke, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.